Hey, this is Marjorie. I just wanted to shoot you a little quick informational video about how I cook for myself all the time. So my friend Evelie and I were talking, and we're both a little older, living on our own, and Evelie's got like at least a decade or more on me, and she says, "You cook all your own meals?" I said, "Yeah, pretty much." She says, "How do you do that? Like, you know, for yourself?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but it's actually surprisingly easy." And the backstory is, of course, you know, when I was raising the family and we were homesteading in Texas, it just seemed like I was always cooking ginormous amounts of food. And believe me, if you have got teenage males in the house, I had such a goal of having leftovers. It never happened. No matter how much food you put out on that table, those boys ate everything. So anyway, it was quite a shock when I started living on my own, and I'm like shopping and I get one avocado. It's like I need even one avocado is sometimes too much for me. But I do cook all of my stuff because, you know, quite frankly, there's not really that many good restaurants that have food that I would consider quality enough for me to eat. And you just have to, you know, and this is something to do. So let me explain my system. And so this is for Evelie, my friend, and any of you out there that are alone. So I'll get a whole chicken and season it up really nicely, you know, garlic, my own basil and rosemary and stuff like that, and salt, you know, Doc Will salt. And cook it. I borrowed an Instapot from my friend Jackie, so until I get one on sale on Amazon. And yeah, I cooked this whole chicken. And then I did a video about this a while ago. I have one meal where I just eat all the skin. I love the skin, and it's great to not have anybody around. I eat the whole thing. Usually I can't quite finish all the skin in one meal, but what a delightful thing. I just eat that, right? Then I'll, you know, there's some big chunks, usually the breast or whatever, I'll put in a freezer bag and have as some portions for later, and then debone all the rest of it and have it in a bowl that I keep in the fridge there. And then all the bones, again, I keep throw back in the Instapot and simmer down to make bone broth, which I then use for almost everything else as I go through what I'm doing here. And bone broth is so, so important for your health. So that'll be like one day I make that. And then another day, I may take out a pound, and I'll be able to eat off of that for like 5 or 6 meals, right? You know, so the stuff in the bowl in the fridge, it's going to be fine for 4 or 5 days, right? And then the stuff in the freezer is going to be fine, so that's not a problem. And so I don't try to do everything all at once, but once a day, one day, and sometimes I get to skip a day or two. So the next thing I'll do is I'll take a pound of ground beef, and again, just season it up with, you know, garlic. I love garlic. You know, salt, pepper, and then a pound of ground beef will fit pretty well into a pint-size mason jar, and I'll shove all that meat back in there. And then when I want to cook, you know, scoop out what I need and saute it super quick, and you know, it's good to go, maybe with some vegetables or whatever. And again, I've got that, I put the lid on it, and you know, a pound of ground beef is at least 4 servings for me, sometimes more, and put that in the fridge. You know, and again, you know, I get the chicken, I get the beef, sometimes I'll get a pound of liver, and then I'll saute that up with onions and mushrooms and maybe blend it up and turn it into a pate and then put it into little small jars, have a couple of them in the fridge, put a couple of them in the freezer. That way I've always got that, man, you liver, if you know it's coming from a good source, like that's just super nutrient rich. Eggs. Always have a good dozen or two of eggs on hand. This is a fantastic, you know, honestly, you can just eat raw eggs. Like sometimes I just do that if I'm in a real hurry, and they're wonderful. If you're not quite at that level of Rocky, did anybody remember Rocky's eggs? I don't put them in a cup. I put a hole in them and suck them out. Hard boil up a dozen eggs, and super happy at the farmer's market now. Somebody's making homemade mayonnaise, so make a nice egg salad, and again, put that in a, you know, a bowl or a container in the fridge, and just, you know, scoop out what I want whenever I want. At the farmer's market, you know, I'm picking up leafy greens, sprouts, fortunately enough to get, you know, tomatoes, and other things. It's super quick to just whip up a salad, and, you know, once every week or every other week, I'm making a nice salad dressing, and you know, then I just scoop out what I need at a time. So as you can see, I've got things going all the time. So I've got, you know, three or four things that I'm eating off of. My diet tends to be very heavy in protein and fats. That's my primary food sources. And then vegetables. You know, I do pick up fresh vegetables. Sometimes I'll saute them up with and toss in an egg or something. All of these meals are just super quick. I mean, I'm like 15 minutes, you know, the cooking the chicken or whatever, that takes a little bit of time, but then all the rest of it's going to be super easy. I'll also go through my little kitchen here. For those of you that got a little tiny kitchen. So my life has been a temporary situation for like the last 5 years, and I move maybe longer than that. It's 2026. And I move pretty regularly. Like it's almost 6-8 months, every 6 or 8 months, for whatever reason. The owner wants to sell the house, whatever. And in this particular house, completely unfurnished, and a little tiny kitchen. And so I'll give you a quick overview. Let me see if I can grab. That might not have been good. Okay, so you can see just a little shelving unit here. I've got a single burner. And just, you know, some miscellaneous seasonings, vegetables, ginger, local. The garlic is one of the few things that I actually buy at the grocery store. This is my refrigerator. It's a freezer, and we have a little thermostat here that keeps it from being frozen. It's actually just set up as a refrigerator. Kind of scared to open this because I didn't really clean everything for you in anticipation. But so, like, for example, here is a container full of the last time I cooked a chicken. I can turn that into sometimes I'll make a chicken curry. Sometimes I just make chicken salad, but it's just always available. Here's some fresh greens I just got, you know, some cucumbers and stuff. And you can see I'm not, you know, I don't love this because dealing with things vertically is... it's a little bit different, but, you know, super efficient, and I didn't want to buy a new refrigerator. And then just your classic little sink, tiny countertop, and then I have another shelving unit here with different, mostly supplements, some canned goods, and yeah, different things like that. So I have another friend, and we were talking, and I said, what are you doing, you know? And she says, I just eat peanut butter and jelly all the time. I'm like, oh, please, you're slowly killing yourself. Don't do that. You can do this, and you really need to. It's a little extra work. The food is amazing, and you really can't get this quality food. Like almost everything I have comes from either stuff that I'm producing. Oh, I forgot to mention the rabbit I cook from time to time, or the cavies. Anyway, you get the idea. I hope this inspires you. I don't think I'm going to be living alone forever. I think as we continue to descend into the experience that we're having here, it's going to be way more economical, and for a whole bunch of other reasons, it's going to, you know, we're going to want to be living together in close proximity with other humans and family, whatever. And I'm looking forward to that too. It is super fun to have a lot of people around, but right now I'm really enjoying living alone. And this is how I do it and keep my health up. So hope that inspires you. If you have any suggestions, love to see them. Put them down in the comments. We're a community here. I'm learning from you as much as you learn from me. All right, talk to you later. Bye.